With all the fear and trepidation happening in the financial markets, you know, there are some positive signs here, some positive things that are happening that are going to actually help your wallet. And to discuss that, I have asked Jill Gonzalez, who is a spokesperson for WalletHub.com, to join me. Well, Jill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
The Federal Reserve announced a few weeks ago that they're cutting interest rates. They're cutting them by 50 basis points, which is 0.5%, as an emergency response to the economic uncertainty of what may happen with the coronavirus. Now, whenever you hear of a cut in interest rates, those people who have debt, whether it be mortgage debt, auto debt, credit card debt, are going to benefit. So let's talk about that a little bit. And have you noticed that rates have started to decline in response to the Fed's move?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the Fed's first emergency rate cut since 2008. So the market, you know, is really reacting to this pretty much immediately. Although, you know, that might mean great news for some people, especially if you're considering, say, a refinance. For others, you know, don't get too excited about things like credit card rates really dropping, because you're only going to save about $2 a month on credit cards. So it definitely is better news for some people than others.
Yeah, I mean, if you have credit card debt and the rate they're charging you is, let's say, 17.5%, and, you know, it declines to 17%, it's still a huge rate. And if I think the average balance on credit cards is around $5,700, you guys have calculated that to be $2 a month. I mean, that's not going to help anybody. But I will say, in the mortgage area, what are you seeing in terms of refis and other kinds of mortgage action?
Yeah, mortgages probably see the most change here. So APRs will decrease by an average of about 26 basis points. So that essentially is good news for those in the housing market looking to go home shopping, and also those interested in refis. So I mean, mortgage interest rates are already low, so now there is a huge potential, and actually something we've seen, for an increase in refinancing contracts.
Yeah, we are seeing that right now. As a matter of fact, I personally am looking to refinance. I have a 30-year mortgage that I took out 6 years ago at 3.75%, which I thought was unbelievably attractive. Now, if I wanted to refinance a 30-year again, the rate is a little over 3%. So that's 0.75% that I'm seeing in my local market. If I want to go to a 15-year, that's 2.625%. So I think I'm actually going to do that. It'll add to my monthly payment, but more of that payment is going to go towards principal than a 30-year mortgage. So I do think that mortgage rates are coming down, but I would say for people to beware, because the volume that the banks are experiencing now seems to be very high. And some banks, I understand, this is just hearsay, are keeping their rates artificially high in order to slow down the process, slow down the loan demand. Have you heard of anything like that?
Nothing really substantiated. I certainly would not put it against or past any bank.
Why? We don't love the banks? I'm kidding.
Yeah, we'll hear about this in earnest years from now, probably.
That's
Yeah, it's definitely something that I would not think to be false.
Well, if you think about it from the bank's point of view, they're charging, let's say they're charging 4% on average for all these mortgages. All of a sudden, they have to turn around and immediately only get 3%, let's just say. So they're losing 25% of their revenue and on an existing book of assets that they already have. Now, they're also going to be borrowing money cheaper, but that's going to take a while to come through their system. So I think if I were a bank, I would say, hey, let's kind of cool it a little bit. This refinancing is great, but we don't really want to reflect the drop in current interest rates with such immediacy. And I have read that they actually are holding back a little bit. So let me ask you another question. As a consumer, what else should I do to prepare for in these uncertain times?
So obviously, first and foremost, worry about your health. That should be the first thing that you're doing. But when you're talking about finances, you know, winding up with more savings than you need will really help you out in the future. So whether that's you know, cutting back on things across the board because you are concerned on your safety. That's one thing. The other thing is to kind of look at these benefits and say, okay, it's not all bad out there right now. Should I be refinancing? Should I be looking to buy? Should I be even looking to buy a car? There are cheaper rates right now. Not that much cheaper, but a little bit so. So, you know, not only look at and focus on the bad here, but focus on the good in terms of how your wallet maybe can benefit.
You know, there are many banks that offer incredibly attractive balance transfer rates, like 0% for 12 months or 18 months. And I don't know that people do that as much as they should. Have you guys written about that at all?
Absolutely. So now is actually an amazing time for balance transfer deals on credit cards because banks are really trying to see what debt people already have. Right now, it's kind of at record levels. I mean, we're looking at the $3 trillion year in a row for outstanding credit card balances as a country. And banks know that. So they see people trying to pay off this debt. They want to kind of keep the debt or attract the debt to their bank.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, they're offering anywhere from 12 to 18 to the longest we've seen is 21 month balance transfer deals that people, I think, are getting offered more and more. So I think the awareness is creeping up. But actually, you know, pulling the trigger and using that to save on the debt that you owe is a great idea.
You know, folks, if you just go online and Google balance transfer offers, you will see numerous choices. And if you do a little bit of homework and you spend a little bit of time, you can take something that's currently charging you 17%. And for the next 18 to 21 months or so, get 0%. So every dollar that you put against it is going to go directly to paying down principal. Please consider doing that. It's very, very important. So Jill, what should businesses be doing to prepare?
Businesses, I think we've seen lately, especially in states that have declared a state of emergency, know that there are going to be interruptions to their business processes. So you want to try to minimize that as much as possible. And you also want to safeguard your human capital, you know, the people that work for you. How can you do that in the best way possible? For many businesses, that is working remotely, which we've seen businesses throughout the country urge their workers to do. For some businesses, that's not possible when you're thinking of things like retail, tourism, that kind of thing. So I think the number one thing is to make sure that you're looking out for the people that work for you and for the people that would be coming into your business. And two, you know, seeing how you could possibly reduce hours or do certain things differently so that you're not losing money continuing on as if nothing's happening.
Well, I've seen some humorous videos coming out of Italy, one in which they're serving customers with these long-handled shovels, I guess. That's not really the right word. You know, pizza, and you put a pizza in the oven with a wooden, I don't know what that word is.
Yeah, a wooden something.
You know what I'm talking about. But these have extra long handles. So if you're getting an espresso, they're serving you the espresso from about 10 feet away with one of these handles. So anyway, the bottom line is, you know, a lot of this is really unknown. A lot of this, in my view, is just a lot of flu. It's a big flu that's captured our attention. And, you know, with due respect, it is causing, I think, a lot of concern. And, you know, I think people need to be careful. People know what to do. But anyway, on the good side of things, on the debt side of things, if you're carrying debt, and many, many people do, now is a very good time to either refinance or maybe do a balance transfer. Take advantage of what's going on the positive side instead of just being immobilized, what's happening on the negative side. My guest, Jill Gonzalez from Wallet Hub. Thank you so much, Jill.
Anytime.
To hear this and any interview again, if you have a question, you know, we love your questions. Ask us about anything that we've discussed. Go to our website, which is stevepomerantz.com, to join the conversation. And while you're there, sign up for our weekly update for upcoming live events and the important topics we've covered this week straight into your inbox. That's stevepomerantz.com. Once again, thanks, Jill.
Anytime. Thanks, Steve.